Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yud Mishnah Beis and Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel as we continue our discussion of the laws of Hotzah, the halachos of carrying on Shabbos. And in Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, we're going to learn the halacha that in order to be chayiv, in order to have transgressed the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos, you had to actually do the carrying in one motion, in one action. It can't be that you took two separate actions in order to transgress the prohibition. And like we discussed previously, not only are you chai for Hotzah, if you walk four amos, if you carry an item for four amos in a Rishos HaRabim, but the same is true if you transfer an item from a Rishos HaRabim to a Rishos HaYachid, from a public domain to a private domain, or vice versa. So we're going to see that in order to transgress the prohibition, at least on a D'araisa level, on a Torah level, you have to bring it from a public domain to a private area in one fell swoop with one action, and not in two or more. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi achalin unesanin al ha'iskupa. If a person takes out food from his house, which is considered to be irishas hayachad, a private area, and he placed it in front of his house on the porch, which would have the status of a karmelis, like we discussed previously, a karmelis is like the middle type of an area, not a public area, not a private area, it's a middle area, it's the porch of his house. So he puts it first on the karmelis. Bein shechazer v'hotzion. The halacha is that whether he himself is then going to go and carry it from the porch to the street, to the public area, bein shehotzion acher, or whether someone else is going to come and transfer it and carry it from the porch to the public area, regardless what the halacha, Potter, he is not chayiv, he is exempt from the prohibition, at least on a Torah level. Like we've discussed previously, generally speaking, not always, but almost always, when the Mishnayos and Maseches Shabbos say potter, it means potter aval aser, which means that you're potter, that you're exempt on a Torah level, you haven't done a Torah prohibition, but it's still aser, it's still prohibited to do on a midrabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, the rabbis still prohibit it, but regardless, on a Torah level right now, because the carrying, the transferring that he did took place in two actions. First, he put it down on the karmelis, and then he picked it up and put it into the street. He did two actions separately. Therefore, on a Torah level, he did nothing wrong. He didn't transgress the prohibition, as the Mishnah explains, Mipnei shelo osa melachto bebas achas, because he didn't do the melacha in one stage, in one action, in one movement, and therefore, on a Torah level, he's done nothing wrong. But again, it's still usher midirabana. Continuing in a similar type of case, as the Mishnah Kupa, she melea peros unesana al iskupa hachitona. If a person takes a basket filled with different fruits from his house and he places it in front of his house, also on like the outer type of a porch, which has the status actually of a rishos harabim, but in this case he sort of positioned, as the Bartanur explains, position the basket in such a way that part of it is still in his house, which is a Rishos HaYachid. So part of it's in a Rishos HaRabim, and part of it's in a Rishos HaYachid. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisharova Peros Mibachot, even if the majority of the fruits of the basket are outside, are in the Rishos HaRabim, or in the public area, Potter, he is exempt on a Torah level, because again, he didn't take the entire basket outside on one, in one fell swoop. Says the Mishnah, Ad Sheyotzi Es Kol HaKupa. He's not obligated, he hasn't transgressed, he hasn't done an Avera, unless he has taken the entire basket outside to the Rishos HaRabim, to the public domain, without leaving any part of it whatsoever inside the house. So again, we see from the Mishnah that the only way to violate Hotzah on a Midaraisa level is by doing both the Hanacha and the Akira, both the lifting up and the placing down, whether it's in the private domain to the public domain, the public domain to the private domain, has to be done in one fell swoop. You can't put it down in between. If you do that, it's still Aser Midrabanan, but it's not Aser on a Torah level. Continuing now with Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, as the Mishnah is going to teach us, that when it comes to Hotzah, when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, you've only transgressed the prohibition of Hotzah on a Torah level if you carry in a typical way, in a normal way, that usually carry. Again, we refer to this as a shinoi, that generally speaking, a shinoi, if you do a malach in a different type of a way, in an abnormal type of a way, then you've only transgressed the prohibition on a midrabanon level. And that's why, for example, if there's a situation where you need to do a malach for whatever reason, someone someone, you know, his life is in danger, for example. So some will say that it's better in most cases to do the malacha b'shinoy, assuming that it doesn't, you know, make you go slower and so on. You may, you'll drive with your left hand instead of your right hand, whatever the case may be. If you need to do so, it's often better to do a malacha b'shinoy because it takes the malacha from a d'oraisa to a midrabanan. So the Mishnah is going to give us a bunch of examples of what's considered to be a regular way of carrying and what's considered to be a shinoy, which again wouldn't be usher on a midrabanan level, would simply be usher on a midrabanan level. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi bein bimino bein bismolo, if a person transfers either in his right hand or in his left hand, bisoch cheiko, if he's carrying something in the garment that's in basically like in his shirt, Oal Ksefa, or if he carries something on his shoulder, Chayiv. In all of these cases, he has transgressed the prohibition of carrying on a Midda Araisa level, because all of these ways are considered to be carrying in a normal, typical way. Shekin Masa B'nei Kahas, because this is the way that the sons of Kahas would carry, that one of their obligations was to carry the various Kalim of the Mishkan, as described in Sefer by Midbar. And these were some of the ways that they would carry on their shoulders and so on, as they're described in Bamidbar, how they would carry. So as long as you're carrying in this way, like Kahas carried, it's considered a typical way of carrying, and therefore you've transgressed the prohibition. You violated the Avera of carrying in a normal way on a Midah Araisa level. However, says the Mishnah, Kila Achar Yado, if a person carries something in an unusual way, either, you know, using the back of his hand, that's what it literally means. For example, what does it mean in an unusual way? Beraglo, bepiv, uvemarpko, beozno, uvesaro. If a person carries with his foot, in his mouth, in the sort of the crease of his elbow, in his ear, in his hair, uve pundaso upia lemata. If a person carries it in his money belt, but the opening of the money belt is facing downward, bein pundaso lechaluko, or between his money belt and his actual shirt, uve sfas chaluko, in the hem at the bottom of his shirt, bimenalo bisandalo, in his shoe or in his sandal, Potter. In all of these cases, he is exempt. He has not violated the prohibition of hotzah, of carrying on a midah araisa level, shelo hotzi kedarach hamotzian, because he did not carry the item in the normal, typical way of transferring, of carrying, of doing hotzah on a Shabbos. Again, doing a melacha, doing hotzah, carrying in an abnormal way is still usher midrabanan if you don't need to do so, but it's not usher on a Torah level. Quick review, Perek Yod, Mishnah Beis taught us that when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, you are only chayiv, you've only transgressed, you've only done the aveira of hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos at a midaraisa level, if you do so, bibas achas, in one fell swoop, with one action, with one movement. If you were to put it down in the middle, if you were to only have part of your item in the Rishas Harabim that you moved it to in part still in the Rishas Yachid, in all of these cases, you've not done an Isser midaraisa, because you didn't do the carrying in one with one action, you've only violated an Isser midrabanan. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel told us that if you carry in a normal way, that's Aser Midah Araisa, whether it's with your left hand or your right hand or on your shoulder or in your shirt and so on, that's considered carrying in a regular way. That would make you obligated and violated the prohibition on a Torah level. But if you were to carry an item either with your foot or your mouth or your elbow or your ear or your hair or in your money belt with its opening facing down or between your money belt and your cloak or to hem up the bottom of your cloak and so on and so forth, in your shoe, then in all of these cases you have not done the Avera on a Midah Araisa level, and you've only done an Isser Midah Rabbanan, because again, in order to transgress the prohibition on a Torah level, you have to do it in the regular, typical way of carrying. Have a great day.